It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Did you think today was just another Wednesday? Oh, no, my friend. Today is special. Today is Robot Block Party Day in cities around the country. It's part of National Robotics Week, a week of events in all 50 states put on by companies and universities. Colin Angle is the CEO of iRobot and says there will be some intriguing machines to see.
We've got over 4,500 robots in service in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so some of the robots might be some of the PACBOT bomb disposal robots or robots that can serve as surrogates for yourself. So if you wanted to actually visit a museum or visit the hospital or a loved one without actually traveling there, you could log into a robot using an iPad or your laptop computer, control it, and actually drive it around in a remote location. So a wide, wide breadth of different types of machines.
But the Block Party and all Robotics Week activities aren't just for fun. They're for recruiting the next generation of roboticists. Chuck Thorpe is with the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy.
Robotics is one of the things that gets kids so excited, not just about robots, but about science and math and engineering. At the next level, we had so much success with robots. Of course, robots fighting wars, robots in security applications, but also you've seen more and more robot vacuum cleaners and robots doing more and more useful things in surgery. But we can't just stop there. We need to keep developing robots.
It's not every day that I get to talk to a roboticist who works for the government. What about the secret, terrifying robots the government is working on? What can you tell me about those?
Working on anything terribly secret and terrifying.
Which is exactly what we'd expect the government to say, but go on.
The government is certainly working on security robots. The most dangerous job in combat is the scout, because the scout is going out to unmapped places. If we have robot scouts going out to unmapped places, well, if the robot comes back and tells you what's out there, good. If the robot doesn't come back, then you have some sense of what's probably out there without having put a person into harm's way.
We have more about National Robotics Week at MarketplaceTech.org. A new app claims to be able to guide you to whatever dream you choose while you sleep. To discuss it, I've invited several pop singers to join me in the studio. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, what is this app called? Dream On, that's right. Works like this. Before you go to sleep, you enter what kind of dream you want. I want to fly, I want to be on a beach. Then the app plays sounds that are supposed to get you there. So the app is a... Gary Wright, what would you call it? Oh, good one, Gary. Yeah. At that point, what kind of work do you, the sleeper, even need to do, Everly Brothers?
Dream.
Oh, well, that's easy. In the morning, you can tag your friends who appeared in the dream, if you want, and you can report your dream to the app's Dream Bank. That seems weird to just give it away, doesn't it, Stevie Nicks?
Have you any dreams you like to sell?
Maybe I want to sell them, I don't know, just saying. Steven Tyler, could you give me the name of this app one more time, but in a really high voice?
Dream on! Dream on! Dream on!
Okay, got it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.